headlines. In local news, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's news poll streak is over after losing the two-party preferred vote to Peter Dutton. For the first time since September 2022, Anthony Albanese's ratings have lowered, with satisfaction decreasing by 3 points to 40% and dissatisfaction in leadership ratings have increased to 54%. Mr. Albanese still in front on the better Prime Minister rating, sitting at 45%, while Mr. Dutton's rating has remained at a 37%. Overall support for the coalition remains primary, with preferences from minor parties shifting towards the coalition. In local news, a three-year-old boy has died after being pulled from a swimming pool at a home in Bundaberg region on Saturday. Paramedics were called to the property in Woongara around 6:30 p.m. after the toddler was pulled unresponsive from a pool. He was rushed to Bundaberg Hospital with life-threatening injuries, but later died. Police are not treating the child's death as suspicious, and a report will be prepared for the coroner. In national news, the national government has announced extensive measures to combat the suspected arrival of a deadly strain of bird flu in Australia. All other continents have been affected by the H5N1 strain of avian influenza, and now Australian farmers have been encouraged to prepare for its arrival. Environment Minister Tanya has said the awful reality of this disease is that, like the rest of the world, we will not be able to prevent its arrival. The Albanese government has announced $95 million will be spent on funding a range of environmental and biosecurity measures to reduce its possible impacts.
In national news, a hiker was rescued after falling 10 metres down a cliff on the southern Fuential Peninsula, 54 kilometres south of Adelaide. Emergency services responded at 2:15 p.m. after the man was left clinging with one arm as the cliff crumbled beneath him. The male is cramping and struggling to hold on, rescuers said. Multiple teams, including specialist Star Group rescuers, worked for over an hour to safely winch the man into a helicopter to avoid further risks. In international news, a fuel tanker explosion at a petrol station in Chechnya, Russia, has killed four and injured five people. Authorities said a fuel tank explosion destroyed the petrol station on Gudinsky Muhammad Ali Avenue near Chechen on Sunday. Russia's emergency minister has said, unfortunately, four people died, including two children. This is the second explosion following the Diga station explosion, killing 13 people. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a slight chance of showers. It is currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is not rated, and the UV index is expected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That is all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Bye.
Bye.